Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. Protect your kids no matter what. The left's detachment from any kind of God or any kind of higher order values eliminates an emergency brake on their behavior. I need you to understand that. Why are they so angry? Because the left doesn't believe there's ever going to be a heaven or a second creation. They are angry because they are stuck on what they perceive to be this rock called earth with this suffering around them. And they're angry that they feel they've been condemned. They don't see life as a gift, the far left. They see it as a punishment. They see every single day as suffering and the pain they want to take out on you. That's why they are angry. Conservatives, libertarians, a lot of Democrats too, who aren't liberals, they believe that there has to be something else out there. It's the whole purpose of faith and religion. It puts an emergency brake on our behavior because we know we'll be judged if we attack, violently attack, or hurt someone else. But second, it gives us a reason to do good down here on earth. The left doesn't have that. It's why they're so freaking angry all the time. And it's why they don't care about hurting and destroying the lives of kids in order to advance their political agenda. They don't care. Whereas you see something as so obviously immoral, using kids for political pawns to advance your transgender ideology, they don't see it that way. Kids are nothing more than tools, nothing different than a hammer or a screwdriver. They are nothing more than tools to accomplish a job, to quell their anger, and to make what they perceive to be a planet full of suffering, to have their man create new reality, there's no God, and alleviate that suffering. It's important you understand this. That is why they are doubling and tripling down as this Disney scandal explodes. Disney attacking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for passing a sensible bill which doesn't permit the sexual indoctrination of kids in kindergarten. Disney is saying, no, we want sexual indoctrination of kids in kindergarten. The company is dominated by angry leftists. Does it make sense? Disney is now saying, we covered a lot of the clips yesterday. You've probably seen them on the news. Disney, a supposedly, ridiculously claiming to be still a family-friendly company. They are the most anti-family company right now in America. Cancel everything associated with Disney. They're now saying that up to 50% of their cast and characters are going to be LGBTQ1A. I don't even know what the new thing is now. So I've been searching around for some interesting takes on this. And Viva Frey, who has a great locals account, by the way, he's on Rumble as well. Viva Frey has a great take on this. He says, for those of you out there who don't believe in incentives, have you really thought about this? Joe, this was a fascinating take. That if Disney now says that its parts and its characters are going to be reserved for LGBT roles and they can only be performed by people who are LGBT or else you'll be accused of cultural appropriation or something like that. Well, doesn't that incentivize people to in turn make sure they fit into that role?
Huh.
Great, great point by Viva Frey. Here, check this out.
Because if you're going to do what this Disney exec is announcing that she's going to do, ensure that 50% of the people, racial, ethnic minorities, I mean, I guess you can see that with your own eyes. You can identify that more easily. But sexual orientation and gender identity, you're going to ask people that? Or they're going to elect that information, knowing that if they elect that information, they're going to get preferential consideration for positions? And then if that's the case, there's going to be an incentive to maybe exaggerate, maybe lie about it so that you can just get considered equally for a position? And then what's next? Do you have to make proof of your sexual orientation or gender identity? Because if you do, and it's a very logical sequence of events to imagine, how do I really know that you're trans? How do I really know that you're gay, homosexual, bi, two-spirit? How do I really know? Show me. Prove it. Because you're getting there. You're getting there by simple deduction as to what is going to happen if people start to do the things that they're announcing that they're doing. And if Disney wants to implement this and go down that path, well, then it starts to look a lot like exactly what DeSantis is doing with that bill, which is to prevent grooming of any kind. You're saying, prove to me that you're trans. How do you do that? Prove to me that you're gay, that you're bisexual, that you're prove to me. How do you do that?
Brilliant observation. Of course, the leftists thought this through. They just don't care. There is no emergency brake on their behavior. You are nothing more than a tool for them. Their anger at their own horrible, miserable lives. They've been stuck on this rock with no chance of redemption or entering a second creation or a heaven or anything else. Their anger is taken out on everyone else for why their agenda isn't being passed. And whatever they can do to implement them as tools to pass their agenda, regardless of the consequences, they will do.
If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Showing you how clueless and silly and dopey these people are. There's an actress, I don't remember where she's from, Raven Simone. I honestly have no idea. I should have looked her up. I think it was from some show in the 90s or something. I have no idea.
Some teen kind of show in the
80s. Yeah, 90s, some teeny like bopper show, yeah. Whatever it was. So, proving to you again how Viva Frey says something totally sensible. How are you going to be able to prove you're trans to get the role? How? Is there some kind of trans test? What's it going to be? What are you going to have to do? How does that work? Fair questions, correct? See, it shows you how conservatives, again, with an emergency brake in their behavior, and I don't know if he's conservative or not, but he's sensible. They've thought these things through and said, then what? But here is the liberal left. You liberals all, you plant your lips on their asses all the time. You kiss their asses because they're in Hollywood and entertainment. They know nothing about nothing, and they go nuclear for saying dumb things like this. Here's Raven Simone suggesting there should be a don't say straight bill too, proving to you again that the bill she cites is a don't say gay bill, which doesn't exist. She hasn't read it. There is so much in this, so much. Here, check it out. More on the other side of this.
I'm going to say this, and this is my thing. If there's a don't say gay bill, there should be a don't say straight bill. Mm-hmm. Because it's not fair, and there are multiple kinds of humans in this world, and you are ruining the psyche, the confidence of so many young children because you are discrediting their parents, the people they love, the people that raise them, the people that teach them the manners when they walk into that schoolroom. So if you're not going to honor their family, your family shouldn't be honored either. So let's just make it even/equal, maybe.
I've never seen two clips so perfectly emblematic of the fight we're in. You have one guy with legal experience who's thought through the ramifications of declaring that 50% of parts or roles or characters are going to go to LGBTQ2Spirit21A people, right? He's clearly thought this through and said, okay, and then what? Well, how would we prove that? How would we know? Are you taking people at their word? Then you have a woman who's thought nothing about nothing, who says first that if there's going to be a don't say gay bill, there isn't. There is no bill that says don't say gay. She just parrots a talking point here. She hasn't read the bill. I can almost assure you. She then says that the bill will discredit people's parents. What? I don't even know what she's talking about there. She just totally made that up. Unlike her, I actually read the bill. It's not long. And it says nothing in the bill that mandates teachers to discredit people's parents. She just totally made that up. And then she says, well, if we're going to have a don't say gay bill, which we don't, then there should be a don't say straight bill. Has she even read the bill? Because the bill addresses sexually inappropriate topics being taught to kindergartners. Newsflash, Raven Simone. If it's about straight sexual activity or gay sexual activity, it's prohibited to be taught to kids. Maybe you should have read the bill before you ran your mouth. But this is why you act for a living. You lie to people for a living. And you're either an ignoramus and a dope or a liar. There is no option C. I could have pulled 1,000 clips on this, folks, but I saw these two as being so emblematic of where we are. We as constitutional republic supporters and patriots and conservatives
and even some Democrats out there who live in the sane world, how we are forced to think things through. Okay, we're going to sexually indoctrinate kindergartens. They are not little adults, as I heard someone say on Fox this morning. They're children. I mean, Raven Simone's basically has the intellectual capability of a child anyway, lying to you right there. Folks, this has gotten out of control. We have to, red lines have to be drawn. I can't say enough and emphasize enough as I opened up this show. I want to repeat this again. Folks, if we can't protect our kids, then this society, this organized society we have, this collective identity we call the United States of America, is absolutely meaningless. You might as well dissolve it right now into a series of 50 different states. We can become like the EU. I mean, there is no purpose to a country if the country sacrifices the kids on the altar of political expediency and left-wing narratives. There is no freaking purpose at all if we can't protect our kids.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.